Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Now back to Ringside with the voice of small business and the champion of the entrepreneur.
Say it now, gentlemen. Undisputed heavyweight champion of the world.
The Small Business Advocate, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. And very excited about having our good friend Robert Dillon Schneider back on the show. Bob is a longtime 15-year member of our Brain Trust. And in fact, this is his 15th anniversary. How about that? Yeah, he joined us 364 days before this day that will live in infamy, the second day in America that will live in infamy. He's the founder and the chairman of the Dillon Schneider Group. He's the author of so many books I can't see over the top of them, including Power and Influence, including A Time for Heroes, on and on, so many books he's the author of. He's one of the top PR experts on the planet, and our good friend, Bob Dillon Schneider. Welcome back to the show.
Jim, it's great to be on the show. Thank you very much. It's an important day. And by the way, I understand you have a new book out as well.
Well, yeah. Oh, yeah. We got The Age of the Customer and working on another one, so I'm trying to follow in your footsteps, Bob, and writing books. Hey, Bob, so you've been in New York City a long time. Your business has been, and I would like for you to talk to the audience about the morning. You know, start about 7 or 8 o'clock or so, the morning of September 11, 2001. What was going on in your life, and what happened over the next couple of hours?
It was a beautiful day. It was a day where you said, we're lucky to be Americans. The weather was fantastic.
A Tuesday.
People were tipping their hats to one another. People were stepping aside instead of running into one another. It was fantastic. And then all of a sudden, out of the blue, the first plane hit. And people had never experienced something like that before. So they were stunned. They didn't know what to make of it. If you were down there, I was not. But if you were down there, I think a level of panic set in. The first responders, the policemen and the fire department, got on a stick. They went down there. And I think there's nothing like the comment from the police lieutenant who said to his men, men, we're going to go in there right now. A lot of us are not coming out, but we're going to go in and get these people out.
Yeah.
And that's essentially what happened that day. It was an extraordinary day. Should never be forgotten.
Well, your building. Where were you before that? Were you coming into town that day, or were you out of town?
I was in Ohio.
Yeah.
And I was in a meeting, and a security man rushed into the meeting, and he said, "The World Trade Center has been hit by a plane," and we were stunned, and we rushed to the TV and turned it on, and of course there was, because television was underway, radio was underway.
Yeah.
You were probably broadcasting that.
I had just, yeah, that's it. No, I was broadcasting when the first plane hit. That's exactly right.
And
go ahead.
We sat there transfixed. We didn't know what to say or what to make of it. But what's transpired since then is unbelievable. And the war on the United States, the efforts we've made to protect ourselves, the steps we've taken in different parts of the world to bring terrorism to ground, which we haven't really done yet, it's still... It's still all underway. All this is taking place. It changed their lives.
Well, I was broadcasting that day, and in fact, that day, a member of the World Trade Organization was on my show that day, and he wasn't in that building. He was in another building across the country, but that's the irony of that. And so I got off the air, and left my studio and got in my car. I had a meeting across town, and when I turned the radio on, the radio said a plane had just flown into a building in New York City. And that's has happened before, but it's pretty remarkable, right? So I turned my car off, went back inside, turned the television on, and sat down to watch that building on fire. And just I probably hadn't been sitting more than 10 minutes till the camera picked up the second plane. And I, like many people, Bob, watched that second plane fly into the South Tower.
It was incredible.
And I did not move for the rest of the day.
It was a historic moment, and it marked our lives and will mark our lives for years to come.
Well, and then, of course, we know what happened after that. The other two planes, one hit the Pentagon, and the other one flew into Shanksville, into the field in Shanksville, Pennsylvania. Bob, your office was right down Park Avenue, right in the middle of Park Avenue, was the second most likely target, wasn't it?
200 Park.
Your building.
And, our people could see, that's right, we were the second target. And that office remains a target today. It's the number two target in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason is it's above Grand Central Terminal.
Right, exactly. Right on top of Grand Central Terminal. And so that had to give you guys pause. Bob Dylan Snyder, ladies and gentlemen, will be with us for the rest of the hour. I'm going to get his thoughts on what has transpired since 2011. Since 9/11, 2001, the last 14 years. And we'll get his thoughts after these messages. It's 20 till. I'm Jim Blessingham, the Small Business Advocate. God bless America.
She was a bebop baby on a hard day's night. She was hanging on Johnny.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blessingham. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.